A couple who were married at Christmas time were asked on their 50th wedding anniversary for the reason for their long and happy marriage. The husband said, "I've tried hard not to be selfish. After all, there's no I in the word marriage." The wife said, "For my part, I've never corrected my husband's spelling." Well, 2016 has been a year for anniversaries. It is the 950th anniversary of the Battle of Hastings and the Norman conquest of England. It's the 400th anniversary of Sir Walter Raleigh being freed from the Tower of London. And it's the 25th anniversary of Health Minister Edwina Currie causing havoc in the British food industry by saying that most of Britain's egg production was infected with the Salmonella bacteria. Those of us of a certain age will remember that. Well, this year also marks the 200th anniversary of the writing of one of the all-time favourite Christmas carols. Austrian church leader Josef Mohr penned the lyrics of Silent Night in 1816. Now, Silent Night's famous tune was added and the carol first sung 2 years later, so expect a lot of hype in 2018. But we're ahead of the game here this evening. Now, the legend about Silent Night's origins being quickly composed for guitar on Christmas Eve because mice had eaten through the organ bellows has not been substantiated. But its popularity cannot really be challenged. Time magazine recently trawled through copyright information on digitized Christmas albums from the last 40 years and found that Silent Night featured in 733 collections. That's twice as many as any other Christmas song. And here in the UK, last year's Classic FM, the nation's favourite carol poll, had it top for the second year in a row. Now, there is something enduring about this carol that seems to touch people in a profound way. And this was recognised 5 years ago by UNESCO, who designated Silent Night as nothing less than an intangible cultural heritage. Didn't know there were such things. And yet, of course, it may well be that the power of Silent Night is bound up with the reality that it movingly and memorably summarises so much of what we've heard of the Christmas story from the Bible this evening, as we've been listening to those nine carol lessons. It points us especially to who this infant, so tender and mild, actually is, and what he came to bring. Well, of course, everyone gets excited by a new arrival, and 2016 has seen Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne and his wife Hannah welcome baby Iris, and actress and singer Anne Hathaway with her husband Adam seeing baby Jonathan arrive, and I guess that many of you here this evening will have in mind others who have been born recently. Well, when Jesus was born, there was no social media or celebrity magazine to announce his arrival. But it wasn't a completely silent night. As we read in our seventh lesson from Luke's Gospel, an angel appeared on the hillside above Bethlehem. So awesome was that, that it made the shepherds quail at the sight. But the angel told them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." Now, the amazing thing about this baby is his unique identity. He was a human infant, sleeping in heavenly peace, not to mention at times crying and needing all his needs met by his parents. But he's also described in our carol, echoing the angel's message, as Jesus Lord at thy birth. Now, at the time, the name Lord was pretty much an alternative for God. There is something so extraordinary about this human baby that he can be described as divine. And this is underlined by what the angel said to Mary when she found that she was pregnant, as we heard in our eighth lesson. "The child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." And so we sing every year, "Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of God, Love's Pure Light." This holy infant, so tender and mild, is none other than God, the always existing Son, come to earth as a human being. He is fully human and fully God at the same time. Now, you may have seen that 10 days ago, astronaut John Glenn died. He was the first Westerner to orbit the Earth. His colleague, James Irwin, was one of the early moon landing team. Now, Irwin is reported to have said, "What is more important than man walking on the moon is that God walked on the Earth." And this means that God has shown himself to us. We've not been left to guess about him. So often we say, where is God? Well, if we want to know about God, we should look at Jesus. And it also means that God has shared the human experiences that we have. God can understand us. He can affirm the joys and comfort us in our pains. Jesus is, if you like, God with skin. He can not only sympathize, he can empathize because he has been here himself. Now, that Jesus is Son of God, loves pure light, also means that we must take him seriously. Jane Fonda, the film star and fitness guru, was once talking to an archbishop. Now, at some point, the archbishop said, "Jane, Jesus is the Son of God." And she said, "Well, he may be the Son of God for you, but he isn't the Son of God for me." To which the archbishop replied, "Jane, either he is or he isn't." Well, part of what Christmas shows is that Jesus truly is the Son of God, loves pure light. And that is wonderful good news for us human beings. And that good news is bound up in what he came to bring. A recent survey by Standard Life asked people what they most wanted for Christmas. 56% of men said that they would prefer no present, but simply cash. Far fewer women agreed, preferring instead a nicely wrapped gift. So shucks, sorry husbands and sons and fathers, you can't get out of it that easily. Now, the researchers weren't quite sure how to interpret those findings. But amongst under 35s, a quarter wanted cash to put into savings for some desired purchase in the future. Christmas, it seems, remains a time that many long for something we haven't got. Now, one of the most evocative and suggestive lines in Silent Night is surely, "Sleep in heavenly peace." It seems to be a wish from onlookers for the infant so tender and mild to sleep well. But the thought of peace is what so often stays with us. As we think of our world, how we need peace in our turmoil, whether it be Syria or Yemen or Turkey, or our own society's needs, or indeed our own inner concerns or family worries. Apparently, when Joseph Moore wrote his carol, there was a lot of tension in the air. Political disputes raged over his village and whether it was to be part of Austria or a German state. Silent Night seemed to bring a sense of calm and a new confidence for the future. Well, a longing for peace seems to be universal. And of course, peace is at the heart of the meaning of Christmas and what the baby is to bring. When the messenger angel is joined by what Silent Night calls heavenly hosts, singing Alleluia, they say, as we heard in our seventh reading, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those on whom his favour or grace rests." Our reading from the Old Testament prophet Micah has God's messenger looking forward hundreds of years to the Messiah, the loving ruler who will care for God's people. "And they shall dwell secure," says Micah, "for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace." The Bible's analysis is that conflict and war and disputes and tensions between people are with us because the human race has fallen out with its maker. What we need is not just peace on earth, but peace with heaven. And that's what the Son of God, love's pure light, came to bring. Silent Night tells us that Christ, the Saviour, is born at Christmas. And when he grew up, he fulfilled that role as Saviour. Amongst the many place names that were mentioned during the historic US election night in November was Des Moines in Iowa. Now, some months ago, a woman from the city was rescued from drowning in a torrent of a river by a construction worker. He was lowered in a harness from a crane. And a local newspaper headline read, "Saviour from on high." Well, of course, actually, that's exactly what Jesus is. As both human and God, Jesus the Saviour was uniquely qualified to bring peace between people and God. And he made that possible when he died at Easter, taking into himself the tension and conflict that we human beings have provoked with God, having turned away from him. The holy infant, so tender and mild, is Christ the Saviour, whose coming brings the dawn of redeeming grace, undeserved rescuing love from a heavenly Father who has been wronged but still loves. Well, do you recognize what Jesus came to bring? This Christmas is a great time to thank him for what he has done, or indeed to receive the gift that he offers for the first time, or maybe to plan to find out more about him. Well, 2016 marks the 200th anniversary of the composition of Silent Night. And they're words that were put together by an obscure young church minister. The music was composed by a musician who was not known outside his village. There was no celebrity to sing at its world premiere. Yet its powerful message of heavenly peace has crossed borders and languages, affecting the hearts of people everywhere. Silent Night shows us that the holy infant, so tender and mild, is Son of God, love's pure light, God come to us. And he is Christ the Saviour, bringing heavenly peace to human beings who ask him through his redeeming grace. Well, let's just be quiet for a few moments. We can do no other now than stand and sing Silent Night. It's number 50.